Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, so let's rewind back here a couple of weeks when Matthew Dwyer from Healthy Trim was on The Bird Show. And he made a very, very, very generous offer to Burt's Big Adventure at that time. Matthew, what offer did you make to Burt Show listeners at that point?
Well, Jeff got me up to $50 a pound. So everybody that for every pound lost for the 90 days of the 10 Burt's Big Adventure contestants, HealthyTrim.com is going to donate $50 a pound.
Okay, and that's big right there. Mm-hmm. So we asked you guys to send in emails if you've been struggling with losing weight and you think you've tried everything. Matthew said, look, I'll put you on Healthy Trim, we'll get you a trainer, and for 90 days, you lose as much weight as you can. And as he said, I mean, $50 for every pound of weight loss for 10 people, that potentially could be a whole heck of a lot of money for Burt's Big Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Well, the goal is to get to be the largest contributor, so we got to get over 60,000. So I might have an extra surprise after we talk to these contestants here.
Okay.
All right.
So the response to this was really overwhelming. Almost 1,000?
Yes, almost 868 entries.
Wow.
In 48 wow. hours.
Insane. Oh, my gosh.
And 1,300 other people bought Healthy Trim in 2 days as well on top of that. So, yeah, 868 entries in 48 hours. So everybody really wants to get healthy. Everybody, it seems, is really big into Burt's Big Adventure. Everybody I talked to here before coming in here, they all seem really, really fired up. They all want to help, and they want to get in shape as well.
I don't think that there can be a better motivator. Like, if we put some kind of, like, grand prize together for somebody that lost the most weight, I think losing the weight for charity to go to Burt's Big Adventure is actually more of a motivator than getting the cash yourself.
Yeah, because you can deny yourself. You can go, right. I don't really need that grand prize. I don't want to go to the gym today. Or, I can eat bad today or whatever if it's for yourself. But, I mean, you're taking money away from kids.
Right.
You're doing it for the kids, man.
Yeah. If you're not working out, you are
don't
taking money
bad, but
away from these kids.
You're ripping these kids' dreams apart.
But that's okay. Exactly. But that's all right.
No pressure.
Enjoy that burger.
I gave them all. Burt's Big Adventure has a magazine now, and I was sure to give each and every one of them a magazine this morning. Good. When they came in, and I said, when you guys are teetering,
no pressure,
when you don't want to call Matthew or when you don't want to take Healthy Trim, go ahead and you just open that thing up to like page 14 and say, okay, well, that kid wouldn't be going to Disney World.
You can put that on the treadmill while you're on it. Right.
So it was very difficult for Healthy Trim to select just 10. I mean, when you're looking at 860, mm-hmm. whatever it was, emails, it is very difficult to weed it down to just 10. But let me give you some highlights of the 10 Burt's Big Adventure participants that are going to be losing weight, and all this money is going to Burt's Big Adventure, okay? We're going to talk to Jeremiah McClary here in a second. And they're putting videos up online, and their stories are going to be detailed online also, right?
Yes.
And their height and weight will be online?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm not saying anything here that you won't be able to read online. Jeremiah is 6'2". He is 455 pounds. His 20-year reunion of the 1990 National Championship is this summer, and Georgia Tech will have several programs in their honor. He wants to go there. He says college skinny.
actually, he's 485.5 pounds. We had a little adjustment this morning.
Did you lie?
No.
He just didn't know.
You didn't know.
Actually, this morning has been shocking off for me. I didn't know. You know, I was weighing on another scale, and I guess it was inaccurate because once I stepped on and saw the 485, I really know that there has to be a change. So I'm going to deliver big time.
All right.
Now,
awesome.
I know you're good being you. Sweet and everything, but you really can give Bert a hard time about being on the Georgia Tech National Championship team. Just saying. Just reiterate, because I noticed how you put those words apart from each other in your description. I'm just saying.
Well, Georgia has won. And it hasn't been recently.
Yeah, that was in the olden days. So we had one more recently. So,
like, this must have been difficult for you because I'm assuming a guy your size, and you've been an athlete your whole life, that you've been sort of trained to eat to be big on a football field. So how do you just turn that off?
You know, and that's one of the challenges for former athletes. It's really hard to turn that switch off because every day it's around eating and training. And, you know, and once you're no longer playing, it's around eating. You're no longer training. And so if you continue to consume those calories and not burning them off, you get up to 485, which is one of the things that I've done.
At what point did you say to yourself, like, when did it start to get uncomfortable? You're like, I got to do something about this.
It was about a year ago. I actually started, I guess I'm one of those people that do the yo-yo thing, but I finally made the determination after listening to your show that, hey, I'm going to write in and see if they select me. But honestly, guys, I'm embarrassed now because the book that you passed out, those kids didn't have a choice, you know, and what they're going through. And, you know, I could fix this if I get outside, get off the sofa. So I'm going to fix it. I have a choice.
I know you will. I know you will. I mean, we were looking for the people that have the most motivation, and we're looking at Jeremiah.
10 grand right here, where he's going to lose 200 pounds, 90 days. We're going to work out with you like crazy. We're going to change your life. You're going to 10 grand right there.
$10,000 man.
Are you scared of that figure? I mean, he's throwing out a hefty number in 90. I mean,
I accept the challenge. I mean, 485, that's ridiculous. I mean, I know a lot of the former athletes from Georgia Tech are listening to this, and they're probably laughing. You know, 485, you know, it used to be a challenge. No one wants to be 4 bills, which we talk in bills, 100 pounds. Right. So I'm almost 5 bills, and I can't go that high.
Right. It's just not safe.
No,
it's
not
safe.
At all.
All right. So Jeremiah is contestant number one. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
How tall are you, Jeremiah?
6'2".
Tracy was struggling holding that microphone out there. Her shoulder's numb.
Easton Randall is 24 years old, 5'11", 320 pounds. Worst moment of his life was being told by the girl of his dreams, told him she would never be caught dead dating a guy as fat as him.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Whoa. She said if he wanted any kind of chance with her, she said he needed to lose weight. She said he was an amazing person and wish he could date me, but not while he was fat.
Oh, man.
Okay, so he's 24 years old, 5'11", 320.
He's fired up. I talked to him this morning. He's fired up.
Yeah, he's excited about it.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, and again, we needed to find people that were really motivated. I mean, we've got a trip to plan for. Matt Mitchell, 31, 5'9", 300 pounds. When he goes out with his wife, people still hit on her and question why she's with him. Hmm. Some even ignore him or assume he's her dad. Hmm. So he wants to put an end to that. So Matt Mitchell, 31, 5'9", 300 pounds. And we'll talk to Kristen in a second. April Harris is 30 years old. She is 5'5". She is 298 pounds. Fiance didn't have confidence in her losing the weight, so he left her.
Mm.
She was devastated and put more weight on. So she's at 298 right now. That's her motivation. Holly Schutz is 54. She's 5'2". She's 250 pounds. She says in the 70s, when she was in college, there were no plus-size clothes, so she had to buy male clothes and make them look feminine. She wants to finally be able to shop in a department store but needs a jump start. She's going to use Burt's Big Adventure and Healthy Trim for that. Shanita Willis is 29 years old. She's 5'2". She's 270 pounds. She says she had a difficult time finding a picture because she refuses to take pictures of herself with full body.
Really?
Yeah. She turns 30 in September, wants to stand tall and be in a picture looking hot. And then there is Alicia Skeen, who's 43 years old. She's 5'7". She weighs 400 pounds. She is a mother of an 8-year-old and a 16-month-old and fears she's not going to be around to see her daughters grow up and doesn't want to be a bad role model for them. So those are the 10 that are going to be working for Burt's Big Adventure and Healthy Trim. So you can see that there's plenty of motivation there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And there's Kristen here also. She's 5'3", 313 pounds. And Kristen, what was your motivation?
My dad passed away in last April. And 2 weeks before he died, he sat me down. And he didn't know he was going to die, but he just said, I want you to be thin. I want to live long enough to see you get skinny. He said what every dad says to their daughter, you're beautiful, you can do this. He went in for a biopsy, pardon me, and got put on a ventilator and never came off. Mm. They did. They found out that he was in the final stages of lung disease. Wow. And so the day that he died and they pulled him off the ventilator, I made a promise to him. I said, I'll do this. I'll get healthy. I'll lose the weight. Since then, I've lost 33 pounds.
Great.
Congratulations.
So, but this, I need a jump start. I need something that's going to push me over and help me do this. So I feel like that Healthy Trim and For Burt's Big Adventure will do that.
Yeah.
She's already feeling effects after 2 days.
Oh, you've been on Healthy Trim for 2 days now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Good.
What does it feel like?
The first thing that I was completely shocked about was that I don't feel jittery. And I am, or was, one of the people that drank like 10 Cokes a day. And I didn't get a caffeine headache at all. And so that was really, really shocking.
So you cut out the Cokes?
I did.
Completely?
No caffeine at all. All I drank was water.
Wow.
And so I have the energy. Like when I get home, I don't want to go, crash.
Was your appetite suppressed the first day?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I still ate. It didn't make me not want to eat at all. But the less food decisions I have to make, the better, I guess.
Right.
It gives you portion control without having to count the calories and count the meals.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So one thing we noticed also when we started taking emails is that there were so many that emailed and said, look, the chances of me getting selected for this are very, very small. So how can I somehow still get involved with Burt's Big Adventure? Because they were going to buy Healthy Trim either way. Mm-hmm. So Matthew came up with an idea.
Yeah, I got an email from Jeff, and I don't know what happened a few weeks ago when I was on the air, but something must have clicked because Stacy started taking Healthy Trim a few weeks ago. She lost 4 pounds the first week, and now she's loving Healthy Trim. Listen, everybody out there needs the energy. Everybody wants to get healthy. So, yeah, I want to have a way to participate so everybody can participate in adding to Burt's Big Adventure just to ensure that HealthyTrim.com can be the largest contributor to Burt's Big Adventure. Everybody that buys Healthy Trim today and tomorrow, every person, last time I was on here, we had 1,300 people buy in 2 days. Every person between now and tomorrow night at midnight that buys Healthy Trim, we're going to donate another $5 for every person that buys Healthy Trim.
So that potentially could be big money right there also. Mm-hmm. So you could either go to our website and we'll link on over to Healthy Trim, or you can go right over to Healthy Trim.
You go right over to Healthy Trim, or you can call 404-602-5600. We're right here in Atlanta. 404-602-5600. Don't freak out. Everybody that buys, your wattage is so huge, it reaches all the way down to Augusta. Everybody in Georgia that buys, everybody, $5 per person to Burt's Big Adventure.
When you go to Healthy Trim, you'll actually see the Burt's Big Adventure logo in the top right side of their website. You'll be able to click on that and it'll take you right to the buy right there.
Gotta feel good about that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very generous.
Hey, Damiana, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Burt Show. Good morning. I've been a fan for years, and I'm sitting here listening, and I recognize the very first contestant, and I'm screaming in my car. Is Jeremiah still in there?
He is.
Yes.
Jeremiah, this is Damiana.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. I am so happy for you. I am cheering for you. I've known Jeremiah for years. We used to work together in Columbus, Georgia. And Jeremiah, I am so excited. Because remember, I just ran into you a few months ago at JR Crickets.
Correct.
I am happy. I'm cheering you on. And I know you can do it. You can do this.
Well,
I love you, Jeremiah.
Thanks. Love you. I'm going to do it for the kids and most of all for myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
And I'm going to stay on him. He's going to do it. We're going to change his life. It's going to be great.
You got a bunch of fans, dude. Hey, Alicia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you? Hey, Jeremiah. Long time no see.
Ooh.
Hi.
Went to tech with you, and I need to tell you I'm extremely proud of you, and I think this is wonderful because, you and Bug and Joe were always the best football players we had.
Bug.
Thank you.
I like Bug already.
You guys were a lot of fun, and you came to the pub that I worked at, so.
Well, apparently you came quite a bit.
No, actually, Jeremiah was very, very sick, and he's going to look like that again.
And that's my goal.
When you were playing at Georgia Tech, how much did you weigh?
He was always big because he played football. But I would approximate he weighed right around 210.
Were you 210 at Georgia Tech?
No, I was around 285, but I carried it well.
Were you that big?
It's all muscle.
You did not look that big.
Well, I don't look like 485 now, but the scale. So I was truly surprised.
285, that's 200 pounds. That's $10,000. We're going to get you down 200.
That's good motivation right there. Hey, Joanna, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I've got a question. That Healthy Trim, can you get that stuff at GNC?
No, it's only available at healthytrim.com, or you can call 800-456-TRIM. T-R-I-M or 404-602-5600.
Yeah, and you can link over to it if you can't remember all that just from our website at Q100Atlanta.com.
So, Matthew, with all this weight that we're talking about here, I mean, I feel like a lot of the weight loss shows that we see on TV, the reality TV, all that kind of stuff, like they've got doctors involved. Like,
right.
Does each contestant have their doctor's permission to participate in this?
Yeah, they sure do. They've already checked with their doctors.
Oh,
and we've got the Burt's Big Adventure doctor here as well. We've got Dr. Carol. We've got our nutritionists and consultants here that are going to help them. And I'm personally going to be with them, helping them. Look, if they work out with these supplements, they're going to lose the weight faster. I get tremendous energy from them. When I can work out, they're going to shed the weight. I already had a Dallas in there was talking about after 2 days, he couldn't believe he stayed on the treadmill for 2 hours. He was so excited after the second day. So, Jeremiah, no question about it. Everybody, Kristen, everybody is going to, I'm going to encourage them to work out with taking Healthy Trim, and the workouts are amazing. So they really, really will see tremendous results. I'm so excited. We're going to blow through the $60,000.
Jeremiah is going to lose me plus more in weight over the next 90 days. You're going to lose a bird.
$60,000 man.
All right, so you can go online, and we're going to have videos, and we'll have biographies and everything else up online to the Healthy Trim participants, and you can follow them over the next 90 days also, okay? And again, that offer that Matthew just made only stands for the next 48 hours, and if you buy Healthy Trim in Georgia, $5 from every bottle goes to Burt's Big Adventure, so you'd really be helping us out. And it's real easy to find. It's right on his website. Logo's on the top right corner.
$5 for every person. See, what'll happen is 30 girls will get together and go, all right, you know, let's buy 500 bottles. $5 for every person.
Okay, so go up online right now, Q100Atlanta.com. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you, Burt. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, man.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck, guys. Q100. Now, Burt Show Traffic and Weather with Wendy.
Gotta bring that thing way
down,
don't you?
Gotta bring it way down.
We gotta get a picture of him next to you, Burr, because that's what we do when there's tall people in the studio.
Aww.
He'll put you up on his shoulder like Tinkerbell.
Seriously, that dude's gonna lose me plus.
If you're traveling down 575 southbound just before Town Lake Parkway, that crash now working off to the side, but brake lights from there as you continue down to the merge onto 75. Also, heavy volume on 400 southbound, seeing brake lights near Mansell Road. It's heavy in spots down to Abernathy and the perimeter. If you're traveling in from Douglas County, 20 eastbound, a couple of slow spots near Fairburn Road. Heavier again between Thornton Road over to the merge near 285 and connector northbound. It's around 15 minutes from Langford Parkway up to the Brookwood Split. Brought to you by Georgia's own credit union. It's your future. Own it. Weather for today, going to be partly cloudy, high of 55. Tomorrow, going to see some afternoon showers, a high of 43, but currently 38 in Atlanta. Wendy on Q100.
You know, one person I forgot to mention for some reason, which is really a pretty cool story. Rebecca Sullins is going to be participating. She's one of the 10 also.
Mm-hmm.
And her son, Braden, is one of the 2010 Burt's Big Adventure kids.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she wrote and she said she wants to contribute to Burt's Big Adventure. She can't contribute financially, so she's actually paying for some of the trip by losing weight.
Wow.
So have you said, like, hit some goals or are the kids not going?
Or her own kid?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, if you don't, if you don't lose $10,000 a week, your kid can't go.
That would be Jeff's Big Adventure. We're not doing that.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning.
Now, you have to boot your best friend out of your wedding.
I wouldn't say boot. I would say politely find a way to get her to want to leave the wedding.
All right, let's establish, first of all, how good a friend we're talking about. Like, is this bestie friends? Like, something goes wrong, this is the first person you pick up your phone and you call?
We're really close. I would say she's, like, my second best friend. I mean, my sister's my maid of honor, and she's second in line.
Okay, so, I mean, practically a sister.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as you guys were growing up, you thought of this day together. Oh, I can't wait to see you married. I can't wait to see you married.
You're gonna be and the then we live next door to each other in our backyards. You're going to touch and our kids will play together. It'll be
right.
Awesome.
Right. So that was...
Yeah, there was some of that. Wow. There was definitely some of that.
All right. So that was the fantasy up to this point. So why now in the 11th hour do you have to sort of nudge her out of the wedding?
Well, after we've been friends for, I mean, literally since we were kids, she has gotten pregnant. And it's not because she's going to be fat, even though that would be kind of annoying. It's because she's not married, and I don't really respect the fact that she is going to be almost 8 months pregnant at the time of my wedding. I'm getting married in April.
But if she was married, you'd feel differently about it?
If she was married, I would feel differently about it, absolutely.
So it's not the vanity of the pictures that you're talking about. It's the statement that she's making.
She said that would be annoying.
It's just, I just don't agree with it, and I'm surprised that she hasn't, knowing how I feel about this, because it's not like we haven't, we've never talked about it with her, but definitely, like, we've talked about it with other people. You know, she kind of knows how I feel about that kind of situation, and so I'm just a little surprised, actually, that she hasn't kind of said, you know what, I think it would be best if I wasn't in your wedding.
Okay. So she's still your best friend, even though she knows you don't approve of her pregnancy?
Correct.
Kind of. How is that even possible?
Well, I can still have the person that loving the behavior. And so I love her, but I just don't agree with her thinking that getting knocked up, you know, it's like, sorry, this isn't a movie with Katherine Heigl. Like, you can't just get knocked up and everyone's going to love you. Like, it's.
Well, isn't like having a best friend, isn't your best friend, isn't that supposed to be unconditional love? I mean, I'm sure this isn't the ideal situation for her either. So why the judgments? I mean, like, you're ready to boot her out of your wedding and out of your life just because she's made some decisions that you don't agree with.
Listen, I want her to be at the wedding. I don't want her out of my life. I just don't want her representing who I think my maids of honor, you know, my bridesmaids, these people that I respect. You know, it's the whole point of asking someone to be in your wedding is because you're basically giving them a gift. Like, hey, I respect you. I love you. I want you to stay up there with me and support me and like the decision. I don't respect her enough right now to do that.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you've been so honest and blunt with her about how you feel about it, why not just kick her out of the wedding? Because she already knows how you feel about it.
Because it's never that easy. And if it was that easy, I wouldn't be calling you guys trying to figure out a list of demands.
So the question for us, how do we make her drop out?
Yeah, I want to figure out a way to, like, I don't know. Because you guys always do stuff about, like, you know, the crazy bridezillas that, like, put on a list of demands that are so over the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I want to, like, figure out a list of demands that she thinks I'm giving to everybody. So that she's just like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I just don't want to be in the wedding if it's going to be that way. Then I can say, okay, no problem.
We do talk about bridezillas, and I want to ask the panel of judges in the room right now, does this qualify? And it's her day. She gets to be selfish. She gets to be the bride. She gets what she wants.
Well, she doesn't get to be selfish. She is selfish.
But we've talked about brides. It's they're one of their few days where they get to be completely selfish.
No, I think it's probably the most judgmental thing I've ever heard in my life.
But
I
mean, it's still, if we're being consistent... In
first of all, the consistency, that's Melissa's brand. That's not my brand. I say every situation is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still shocked that this woman's still your friend after you've been so harsh about what's... I mean, what do you think that the better solution was going to be for her when she got pregnant?
Well, I mean, I was pretty shocked when she got pregnant. Uh-huh. But I would have thought that she would have either taken care of it right away or that she would have... tried to make a serious effort with this guy.
And gotten married.
Or at least made an effort to, like, you know, take responsibility for the fact that she's not going to be bringing a child onto this planet and that baby deserves two parents. So I'm not too surprised that your listeners are having issues with it.
Did you think that we'd be overwhelmed with support calls for you?
I just want to find a way to make her feel more comfortable about leaving my wedding.
Here's Carly. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I'm so mad I'm shaking right now. I got pregnant out of wedlock, and if I had a best friend that is as shallow as this girl is, I would want her to tell me the truth so I could never, ever talk to her again. Your best friend is supposed to be there to say, you know what, honey, I may not agree with your decision, but I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you with any way I can with your child. You know, if she can't be in your wedding because of it, you need to be honest with her so she knows what kind of person you really are.
Right, that's pretty
Agreed.
Representative of all the
Agreed.
Calls.
Yeah. I just think it means you don't care about her as much as you say you do. Or she's not really a best friend if you can all of a sudden dismiss her. I mean, certainly, I'm sure she made a mistake. I'm sure it's not what the way that she had planned for her life to go or what she wanted, but that's what's happened. And the fact that you're just going to reject her because of that mistake and, you know, not support her in having a baby and not want her in your wedding, one of the most important days in your life. Like, I just think you should let her go and let her find a better best friend.
I mean, obviously, this is a core value because you were starting to make judgments on us because we're not going to help you lie to her, which I think is contradictory and ironic. But I think that you should cut her loose because the thing that concerns me is this is obviously something that you really touches you deep down, and you don't agree with her, and you're going to judge that child as well as her the rest of that child's life, and you're not going to be a good influence on that child. So I think that you should be honest with her. You also say, you know what, we've been best friends, but you know what? It's time to go different paths, and then let her be free to have supportive friends and you be free to have friends that are more like you.
It took us a while, but we actually found a virtual listener that agrees with you. Anna, go ahead.
Hey, I actually agree in principle. What she's trying to say, that she feels very strongly that she can't put her in her wedding if she doesn't agree with her being pregnant before getting married. But I have a problem with her not telling her the truth. I think as a friend, you should be telling her. I don't think this is a reason to ditch her. It's just telling her, I can't let you be in my wedding because that's making a public statement that I agree with what you're doing, and I don't. But at the same time, you're still my friend. I will support you through this, but she has to be honest with her.
Do you even like your best friend anymore? I mean, this is, like Melissa said, this goes so against your core values.
I absolutely love her, and I'm sad that she's in the situation, and I'm sad that she's going to be, like, having to deal with, you know, this issue. But I'm also sad that she would think that knowing me, you know, she's also my best friend, and she knows how I feel about this kind of thing. And for her to not say anything, and for her to not step up to the plate and be like, hey, I know that you're not comfortable with this kind of, you know, problem where, you know, you're not married and you're pregnant and you're going to be living on government assistance. I have issues with that.
You may be the most self-centered person we have ever had on the show.
I disagree completely. Hey, let me ask you, have you ever had premarital sex?
No.
You have not?
What? No.
So you're a virgin.
I think that's what it means.
So you're going to be a virgin on your wedding day?
I mean, we've messed around, but as far as that goes, yes.
Oh, there goes your theory there, Hobby.
Yeah, you were ready to tee off.
Yeah, I tried.
Well, damn.
Well, is there a little hesitation there, or was that just me?
Might have been embarrassing.
I think there's a little hesitation there.
If you love...
Well,
if
I'm
you
not Bill Clinton, like, virgin. I'm... Huh? Well, like, I've messed around. I mean, I've had... But I haven't
had. All right.
Sure,
there we go.
Welcome
back.
Yeah, I think the whole...
Any more questions there,
question
Jennifer?
My question was going to be like how hypocritical it was if she was, standing on this big moral high horse, but it already...
Kind of.
What she says.
It's not about just the morals. I don't like the idea that
she's
willing to bring a child into the world that she can't support. Like, sorry, I pay taxes to have nice roads. Not that
oh, my
you're,
God. Let her go. Just let her go. She doesn't need you in her life anyway. Let her go as your friend. Just tell her.
Hey, Grace, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just think this chick is worried about her wedding pictures. She doesn't want her friend looking all, you know, like swollen and big and ugly on the wedding pictures. And she's so not her friend. So let her go. Let her go.
No, you're crazy. I think being beautiful, I think being pregnant is beautiful. I think being pregnant is, I don't think being a slut is beautiful, but I think being pregnant is beautiful.
Yeah, I just...
Did you just say, I don't think being a slut is beautiful?
She did.
So the fact that she had sex and she got pregnant makes your best friend a slut?
Well, she's not married. She's not even with the guy. I mean, I could, like, even fit past her.
Wait. I want to hear the words come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. My best friend is a slut.
Save that.
My best friend has made slutty decisions.
Wow. You don't say that. Now you're name calling about your best friend.
There's a
She's
lot
not
of
your
people,
best friend.
There's a lot of people that feel the same way she does. But that's why I think that you need to surround yourself with people that think like you. And if Katie and I have a child, there's going to be people judging us for it. But guess what? Those people are not going to be in my life or my child's life. Mm-hmm. I would protect that child. And I think that you should be honest with your best friend and give her the choice to protect her child against you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tanya, good morning.
There's two people taking care of your child.
All right, hold on, because Tanya actually is going to agree with you. Oh hey, Tanya, God. Go ahead.
I agree with her. I think she should be honest, though, but I agree with her in principle. I just think that a lot of days now, everybody's so nonchalant and so free, but some people are still left that have morals. It is her wedding, and I wouldn't want someone standing up at my wedding pregnant and stuff like that because it's her day. So, but she should be honest with her.
You're throwing this morals word around left and right here. Whose morals are we talking about?
Well, it just should be some kind of standard about yourself. So, I mean, of going out and being intimate with someone like the first time or whatever, you don't even know, or just you keep saying it's a mistake, but if you have unprotected sex, then that's what happens. You get pregnant.
You're making a lot of judgments here, though. What you're saying here is this is a person she had sex with that she didn't know, and it was unplanned, and you're using the word mistake. Maybe it was planned. Maybe it was somebody she was dating for a while.
You guys were saying mistake.
I haven't used the word mistake here. So let's say,
if you have unprotected sex, I mean, willingly, then you get pregnant. It's not like you don't know what can happen. She has a right to not want her in the wedding. I just think she ought to be honest with her.
So if your moral code then here, Gloria, is so different from your best friend's, then how can you still have her as a best friend?
You know what? I am surprised she's my best friend right now because I feel like my friends that I trust and respect wouldn't sleep with some guy some random night, drunk, get pregnant, and then be like, oops, I'm going to keep it. It's like, what?
Wow. We obviously not going to change how you feel, but I do think, you know, like Bert teased me, but I do believe in consistency. If you want to stand on some moral ground, then you've got to speak honestly. Like what I still think, it's ironic that you're calling us to help you lie, to make her get out of your wedding, and then you want to call yourself an upstanding citizen. Be honest with your friend and tell her exactly why. Give her the chance to make a choice to ditch you.
Like, it's not like I'm some crazy born-again Christian. I just believe that if you're going to make choices, you should be responsible for them. Listen, I voted for Obama. I believe in socialized health care. I just don't feel like I should be responsible, and I should have to be judged based off of her bad decisions.
Well, isn't part of your moral code also then that standing up for what you believe in?
Right.
So stand up to your best friend and tell her what you believe in rather than try to lie to her.
Okay, that's great advice. I will, I think. That's why I called.
Don't lie to her. Tell her the truth. You're judging her, and you're talking so disrespectfully to her behind her back. Tell her the truth to her face.
You actually got people that are calling in that are agreeing with you, but nobody's agreeing that you should lie to her.
Right.
So if you're going to take that kind of moral stand, then tell her what you're all about.
The Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
All right, here's what we would like you to do. The first kiss, or any kiss, really important. Major, major important. I think it makes a statement as to what's about to happen.
Well, it could be a
deal
breaker.
And the quality of what's about to happen. It could be a deal breaker.
We've had people break up because their partners couldn't kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is that if you're a bad kisser, you probably don't know it. So here's what we would like to do today. This could go both ways. We can have guys and women call up. Chances are pretty good there's actually a name that you have in your head for the bad kisser. Like, I don't know, the slobberer.
That's what I was going to say.
The slobberer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The lizard.
Just too much.
It's just all over the place. Like, you're like got to wipe your mouth with like a washcloth or towel after you're done.
That's gross. It's How about disgusting. The lizard?
I haven't had the lizard
He's
experience.
The guy that just kind of dashes the tongue in,
like
and out and
poker.
In and out. Right. Here's what we would like you to do. Call us right now and tell us about the worst kiss you ever had. 404-741-Q100. And we're going to ask you to describe it for us. And with any luck at all, somebody listening will go, oh, my God, I do that. Because they think it's a hot move.
Yeah.
Like the lizard guy, the darting guy with the tongue in and out of the mouth, he thinks that chicks are digging
it.
Well,
it's probably a guy that told him that's how you do it. Like, I think guys are really bad about giving each other advice. And if it's bad advice, then,
and the only,
you know.
And the only time guys are talking about how to kiss with other guys are in eighth grade. So that should tell you.
The only time you've ever gotten advice on it.
Right.
And you continue it on until your 20s and 30s.
Because the guy thinks that's right. He's, yeah, totally. What are you talking about? It's what Justin Stordo told me to do.
Well, it's like,
now, this can go both ways, though, because there are some women that you guys think that you're fantastic kissers also, and
not at all.
No, well, I told you guys off the air about the kiss with Leanne Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Who
Lindsey Bryan?
No, Leanne Bryan. Stop. Back in the day, I'm not sure how to phrase this, but she flexed her tongue so much in my mouth.
Oh no! Are you going to describe it the way you described it?
I can't. But I am.
Wait, you have to, though. I didn't hear the description.
There's no way to do it without us getting in trouble. She just inserted her tongue into my mouth and flexed as hard as she could, which made me think that.
Hey.
Right.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, he described it. I laughed out loud.
That was so gross.
That you were in a prison flick?
Yes.
Like
well, there's nasty. Two that come to mind for me. The slobber, for sure, because I told you the story about the guy, you know, because, yes, I dated guys in high school and college, and, oh, I mean, he slobbered all over my face and my ears and my neck, and it just
literally had slobber.
It was like snail trail all over my head, my face and my neck. It was so nasty. And then the other one is the aggressive move of your – because. I'm the type of kisser that there's an on-ramp. Like, there's an on-ramp into the interstate. So you start off slow, and then it can get passionate. But the people that aggressively, like, full mouth open to where they're, you know, their lips are on your cheeks, where you're not ready for them to eat your face, and, you know, that whole thing, that's, to me, is a total turn-off, too.
All right, so too open guy.
Too open guy, okay. Yeah. Don't
it's like come. It's like you're diving into a cave.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, exactly. Don't come at me like you're eating a burger, okay?
Simone, okay, the worst kiss. What can guys learn from the worst kiss you ever had?
Oh, gosh. Good morning, Bird Show. I feel so bad even sharing this with you, and I hope that he's not listening. But I liked this guy so much, and we were just so great together, and we finally got ready to have a kiss, and my entire face was dripping in spit.
Yeah, that's the one that keeps coming in.
Absolutely. It was horrible. God. And we broke up.
Like, is that a medical thing where it's just some dudes have, like, overworking
salivary glands?
Salivary glands.
I didn't know any better. We were young, but, oh, God, it was horrible.
Spit is not hot on your face.
Where is that hot there, Melissa?
Well, oh, dang, I'm moving slowly today. That took me a second. I was like, oh, dang.
Hey, Megan, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
First of all, I love you guys' show. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
There was this guy that I, we actually dated for like 5 years. I had to like retrain him. It was horrible. Our first kiss, he tried to, like, suck my entire face into his mouth. And then, like, I don't know if he was, like, checking my teeth for, like, fillings with his tongue, but it was, like, he was, like, going over every one of my teeth with his tongue. It was horrible.
So he was, like, brushing your teeth with his tongue.
Yeah. Like, I like, had to, like, put my hands on his chest and, like, push him off me. I was, like, dude, no.
I've had that happen.
Really? Where he's running his tongue over all your teeth?
Really?
Yes.
Between the gum and the teeth.
That's
weird.
I was
so confused.
What the hell are you doing, dude?
Guys need to master their tongue. Like, seriously, because don't touch my tonsils either, because I don't need all that in the back of my throat.
You ever had a guy, though, just not move his lips at all, but just his tongue?
Stationary.
Like, his lips, like, stay put? It's like, you got to move those, too. Like, I just stood there.
Seriously?
So, wait, what?
There's like a perfect O,
they just sort of stayed put, and then it's like, oh.
But they're moving the tongue?
Yeah. Like, the mouth just is stationary. That was bad, but the worst one was, in college, and he swallowed my head. I think he was like, opened his mouth as far as he possibly could, was like swallowing my face, and then like reaching for my tonsils with his tongue.
Too it was aggressive,
like,
guys, back
there
off.
Far enough, and it was not nice.
Yeah, gentle.
Hey, Allison, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good. Okay, we're hoping that if you describe the worst kiss you ever had, that there are some dudes listening right now that will go, guilty.
I hope so, because it was horrible. I dated a guy, and I had to retrain him, too, for like
2 years, and I actually had to bite him to get him to stop. But he would, like, stick his tongue in my mouth and let it lay like a dead slug on the bottom of my mouth. He would not move it, and he would not take it out. I was literally, like, at first I would just, like, pull my head back, and then I got irritated, would push his back, and finally one day I bit his tongue really hard.
Oh, God. Oh no, you did not. I can't believe you kept kissing him after that.
Well, he's a really nice guy, and I thought, well, because he hadn't dated that many girls, that maybe, you know, the whole eighth grade thing, just him and his friends never talked about it.
Hilarious.
Now, this goes the other way also. You had a dude that just sort of laid his tongue in your mouth. There
yeah,
is the too fast.
He just laid it in the bottom of my mouth. He would, like, if his hands got occupied or his mind wandered, I don't know what was going on.
He'd forget about
it. He'd forget that his tongue was there.
Tongue ADD.
I can only do one thing at a time.
It goes the other way also, where it can be too fast, too. Like, you got to suck.
Whoa. Yeah, you can't do too fast.
Right. Whoa,
yeah.
Slow down.
Don't
it's
assault
like a,
me.
Like a mixing bowl.
You're not trying to stir my
whipped
mouth.
Cream right now.
You know what? As a
blender.
As a customer service, I think Melissa should make out with Wendy
See,
and we'll
I knew
videotape
that was coming.
It.
Come on.
Shut up.
Hey, all right, good morning. Then. You're on Q100.
Eighth
she's
grade.
She's
again,
tired.
Eighth grade.
She's just.
Autumn, go ahead.
All right,
okay. Hey, I just wanted to say that I had a guy, we were good friends, and it's not necessarily a technique thing, more of a hygiene thing, and he had a goatee, and apparently he had like a hot dog with mustard, and it was still there when he kissed me. I was like, okay, that's enough.
Stop it.
There was still a hot dog in there.
It's called flavored floss.
Well, not in his mouth, but there was mustard in his goatee.
No.
I mean, it was, yeah.
That's just common sense right there. Come on now.
Well, that's what I would have thought, but you never know.
Okay, it's good advice.
Wow.
You thought you were hungry.
Wow. That's bad.
Sonia, hey.
Hi.
Worst kiss, what we're hoping is that there's a guy listening going, oh, man, I do that, and I thought that was hot.
Yeah, well, what I'm about to tell you is so not hot. I was so into this guy, and you know, like when you finally get him, and you're like, yeah. Well, then there's that first kiss, and from like that day on, I called him the slobbery tooth lizard. I don't know, it was weird. It's like, you know how, like, you just, your face is covered in spit, and then the tongue is going everywhere, and there's teeth feeling like they're like biting you.
Yes.
It's like just, you're ew. Like, I don't know, you know, your teeth smack each other and it's just not. But no, to top it off, I don't know what he was thinking, but apparently somebody told him it was a turn on to like blow in your mouth.
I hate that too.
No.
Yes.
What?
And he
what
blew him. It was ridiculous.
Like to where your cheeks blow
yes.
up?
Yes. And I pushed him back and I said, what the hell are you doing?
That's not sexy. That's the way to save someone's life.
That's not a kissing video. That was CPR.
Oh my
right.
God, I've had all that.
And then lie you and open your airway and do chest compressions.
Yeah.
He's also heard that's really Sweet. Sexy too. Right.
Oh my God.
Well, Melissa, if you've had all that, no wonder you don't like boys.
This is The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bird Show.
All right, so this is a news story. This is the first and only legal male prostitute in the U.S. And this is Nevada?
Yeah, this is in Nevada, and it's the Shady Lady Ranch.
The Shady Lady. Lucky Shady Lady.
Shady.
He's 5'9", 180 pounds, a former...
Oh, you're bummed because he's only 5'9", aren't you?
Yeah.
I saw the disappointment wash over you. Oh,
man. He's 5'9", 180 pounds, a former Marine. And if you're a woman in search of no-strings romance, Marcus Bastin can be all yours for $300 an hour.
If she's willing to step through these doors, she'll have the best moment, hopefully, that can provide for
moment.
Her entire life.
But for the 25-year-old, it's about more than just pleasing women here at the Shady Lady Brothel, 2 hours northwest of Las Vegas.
Here's a stud farm. We call the stud farm Peacock Ranch.
So this is where you bring the ladies?
Yeah, of course.
He He's making history as the nation's first and only legal male prostitute here in Nevada, the one state in the country where paying for sex is allowed.
I'm basically doing what Rosa Parks did when she decided to sit up front on the bus instead of the back.
Oh, my God.
Or what Gandhi did when he had the sit-down protests, you know, against the British embassy. You know, I'm basically trying to reset social norms.
You are kidding me.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's awesome.
That's your man.
Here's
right
the
there.
Problem. He's going to be broke because women don't have to pay for it.
He's confident now.
And yes, size matters.
What about your physical requirements?
I'm well endowed. I'm above average. But women said that, you know, if you're too big, it's very uncomfortable. So I'm right in the middle range.
Beston is used to the scrutiny. He came to the Shady Lady after a failed attempt at the porn industry left him homeless in Los Angeles.
Now I have a place to stay. You know, I have people around me that care about me. I have an amiable means of employment, so I would be taken care of, you know. I wouldn't have to sleep on the streets anymore.
But for Beston, it's not all about the money.
I thoroughly enjoy the presence of women. Women are like fine china.
What makes you so qualified? Have you slept with a lot of women?
No, I've only slept with three women my whole life.
That doesn't make you question your ability or
no,
think,
Lord,
whoa,
no.
All these women are going to be...
No, Lord, no.
What do you hope a woman is feeling when she walks out of your bedroom at the end of the session?
That she can go out into the world and put her shoulders back and say, wow, you know, I cannot believe I can actually do this in America now.
A hard sell from the lone gentleman in the world's oldest profession.
You know,
so
well, first of all, I take back what I said about guaranteed to be good. Because I, if I was trying to give my resume as the male prostitute, one, I wouldn't say that I had a failed attempt at porn.
You're right.
That's not good. Mm-hmm. And that I've only slept with three women. Not good.
Yeah, here's the difference between guys and women. Like, you're at a strip club, women are going to lie to you about their past. This guy's being too honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a failed
porn star. No.
I've only slept with three women. Honesty.
No, lie to me.
Now, have you seen what this guy looks like?
I have
no.
not.
Right.
Either has
I'm
Jen.
I'm always skeptical, too, when a guy says, I'm well endowed. You're like, really?
What? Let me
tell if you were, you might not picture. Have to say it. Oh, is this the full deal?
This is the
no.
deal, right?
Full Monty?
Not the full Monty.
Oh. Ew, gross. Really? Gross. Nobody is paying for that.
I mean, he's got a rough helmet, but the rest of it's, I mean, he's 25.
Really? He's got an okay body, and he's got a cool tattoo, but, I mean, put a paper bag over it.
Maybe that's just a bad picture.
Throw it in.
No,
bad.
That's the best I could find. I went back there and pulled that picture up.
And he's admittedly, he's like, I'm not that big. I've only been with three women. I look like this. I am the most average lover you'll ever have.
Well, he's only had like three or four clients so far, so somebody's paying for it
look,
at this
he's
point.
He's making change, people. Didn't you hear what he said? He's making
like
change.
Rosa Parks. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Melissa. On. Really?
Here's Jake. Good morning, Jake. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
About what he just said about how he's only been with three women, mm-hmm. that might not be just all BS and stuff. I've only been with about five or six women in my life. From the very first time I did it, I realized that I had a special ability, not just because of how they reacted, but because of what they told me. They'd been with more guys than I'd been with women,
mm-hmm.
and they made it pretty vocal to me that, hey, you're good. He might have that same ability. I don't know if he does or doesn't, whatever. Right. But some guys do just have it. I know I'm one of those guys.
Who's going to follow up with this, Wendy or Jen?
So it's just gifted talent.
What? Yeah. Honestly, that's my only God-given talent as far as I'm concerned.
Look, here's where I can agree with you on this. Is like if we weren't talking about sex, okay, let's say we were talking about baseball. There are some guys that are more talented at playing baseball than other guys.
That is true.
So why can't this also go into the sex world? Why
couldn't it?
Like there are some guys that are just more talented in that area than other guys. And this guy may be a natural.
He may be a natural, but the fact that he's saying it about himself makes you skeptical. If all those women were calling up and saying, yeah, this guy, then I would believe it. But a guy bragging about his own ability, like... You don't really know. It's like she knows. Like
Jake, and he's on the news trying to make money too, so.
Like we've had women call the show here, Jake, that have faked it with their husbands for 20 years. Like their husbands think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And these women have been disappointed for 20 years. So there may be a case you just don't know, or maybe you are great at it.
It's possible. I don't know. They could have all been just lying to me, but I think out of six girls, at least one of them would have been like, looking disappointed, you know? They didn't have really, I mean, I wasn't in a relationship with them, so they didn't have to fake it too much, you know? So, I don't know. I'll see.
How can a guy be sure he's good in bed? Outside of the obvious of her, you know.
That's true.
But, like, how can a guy be sure? Mm. Like, do they all always come back for more?
My last girlfriend did.
So one of the five kept you around after the breakup just to have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for...
then maybe.
For, just one.
Well...
I have a question for Jen and Wendy, but you guys can answer this anonymously, so nobody will know it's you guys.
Put on the most disgusting.
There he goes.
Does every guy think he's great?
Oh, yes. Well, every guy wouldn't tell you they're not.
No, not beforehand. Like, when it's all done, like, is there ever a situation where a guy says,
"My bad.
I know I'm not awesome at that, but I hope that was good."
Well,
a guy wouldn't say that, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Does every guy finish that?
Do you think you're good, Jeff?
Hell, come on.
Bert,
Carter.
Do you think you're good?
I'll look at this from the other way. Like, I know that there are times when I'm not good, but she doesn't have to tell me. I know.
Okay.
Do you ever say anything about it?
I know when you're
Yeah.
Because you guys have been together so long, you're that comfortable with each other.
Yeah, I'll say something like, I owe you one.
I know. What's interesting about what you just said is I know when Bert's not good because Stacy tells me. You know what I mean?
But I think going back to what Bert said about the baseball analogy, if you had a guy come up to you, Bert, and say, you know what, I'm good at baseball. I mean, I got a natural talent, I got to tell you. I mean, you'd be skeptical. I agree with Jen. Like, if you say it about yourself.
I'm just not so sure.
Like, wouldn't his attitude would tell you more than his words, wouldn't it? Like, Southside is going to come in here, and he's going to tell you he's the greatest lover in the world. Would you believe him based on his words or his attitude?
No, neither.
Neither.
Neither. You only believe it based on reputation. There's a guy that we know who has a reputation for being really good at that and being...
It's because women have said
well endowed.
Uh-huh.
And I would totally believe it because there are several women I know that's been with that dude that's told me that. And I'm like, wow, really? But the dude himself is very unassuming about that, would never say that.
Does he know that his references are as high as they are?
I don't think he does.
Really?
I think,
are you talking about me?
I think that people who talk a lot have to prove something. And I'm sure that if somebody's confident in that, then they don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
You know, they just prove it.
Yeah, it's the more quiet types about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Wanda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, how are you?
I love your show. Listen to you every day. I try to get other people to listen to you as well.
Thank you for the reference.
You could tell a woman, I mean, a man as good as the woman would go nuts and, like, want more, right after, or they will, like, always call up the guy or... And if it's not good, they're just, okay, see you later. You know, I must admit, I've had a few and I can count on my hand that how many guys, and I'm always eager to, if they call me, I'm like, I'm hoping that they're wanting to, you know, hook up.
So she'll give you, she'll follow with a lot of extra attention if you're good.
I think the sign is always if she comes back. Mm-hmm. She's not coming back to you if you're not good.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's no different. I mean, it's the adult version of the kiss we talked about earlier. I mean, as a kid and even as an adult, a horrible kisser, then you don't want to come back for that. And so same with, everything else, right?
Here is Ashley. Good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, guys. I had a guy apologize afterwards. Beg me for like 10 minutes not to judge him.
On that first performance?
Before it even happened, he said, I haven't done this in a while. So not only did you have the worst expectations going into it, but then it was like when you get a shot and you're afraid that it's going to hurt, and then it just, before you know it, you didn't even know that it happened and it's over. You don't even know what happened.
Aww. I can't think of a worse turn off than that, of a guy saying, this isn't going to be good for you.
You don't say it beforehand.
Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised, and I haven't talked to him again.
All right, ladies, I'm so glad we're together for a night of great, beautiful mediocrity.
Save that.
It's the Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more.
That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.